Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't see me.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we get this from Nancy Pelosi. He shredded the truth, so I shredded his speech. This was the Pelosian's response to the scolding criticism of her unceremoniously ripping up a copy of the President's State of the Union address. Yeah. And on the surface, this petty, childish reaction can be seen as a moment of weakness where you have a sore loser that abandons all emotional restraint in the heat of defeat. But to ignore the surrounding context might mean that you miss a larger trend of the ill-fated activity that has engulfed the near and long-term fate of the Democratic Party as we knew it, or as we know it. See, one of the problems with leftists is that eventually they're going to circle back on themselves. Or they're going to hurt themselves. They're going to wound themselves grievously. In just the last few days, the attempt to remove the president from office failed in a very embarrassing fashion, stressing the public's already fatigued tolerance and attention span. An avowed socialist and Democratic outsider with a Trump-esque fan base pulled ahead in primary polling, which has elicited fear and backroom conspiring again among the party insiders of the Democrats, furthering the growing intra-party divide. The long-awaited Iowa caucus, which is the gleam of national, you know, in the gleam of the national spotlight, that turned into an unmitigated disaster, reinforcing a narrative of technical incompetence and predictable arrogance. And amid all this confusion and disappointment, the president delivered a well-timed State of the Union address championing, you know, putting out there the low unemployment, the rising wages, recent reforms in criminal justice and school choice, making the Democrats' 2020 slogans of doom and gloom appear ridiculous, or at best, unproductive. And topping this off, the Pelosian, once thought to be the stoic and undeterred adversary of the president, ripped up her copy of the address, demolishing decades of tradition with a single poorly considered moment. Now, this is not the Democrats having bad luck. I know a lot of people have been out there. A lot of people have told me over time, they're going to take our guns. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They'll take our guns this way. They'll take our guns that way. These guys can't even organize the Iowa caucus. This reminds me of the time when I was in the military and we were in the, you know, during the Cold War. We thought the Soviets were a big bad boy. And then I got out of the military, and then shortly after that, we heard about the Kursk, which basically just blew up just sitting in the water because one of the torpedoes cooked off. Just cooked off, just, no reason, just happened. And that was the Soviet military. That was a little snapshot of the Soviet military. Not completely incompetent, mind you, but nothing like we were. This is the Democratic Party today. They find themselves being torn apart from two ends, a progressive cult which is being championed by a holier-than-thou wokeness on the one hand, and a wounded establishment of once powerful politicians and technocrats who are desperately fighting off a slide of irrelevance on the other. This is problematic. Because stuck in the middle are the ordinary American voters who just happen to think about, they think in terms of the old-time Democrat, where there was a slight difference in policy as far as, you know, the Democrats were supposed to be the party of the working man and the Republicans were supposed to be the party of the fat cats, and things have changed over time. And now for the for the people that, you know, the Democrat faithful, the ones that are sitting there trying to figure out which part, which team to root for in this badminton game from hell, they're going to have to make a choice between these two weak-minded sparring sides, or they may just stay home, or they may vote for Trump. Now, the president, he's got nothing but a gravy boat in front of him right now. His view on any potential 2020 opponent is nothing but gravy. He welcomes any candidate from the far left, knowing full well that he can exploit the deep unpopularity of their socialist branding, and calls for government takeovers of industry and alienating rhetoric of social justice. He might have feared at one point Joe Biden because the perception was that Joe Biden was the centrist, which he isn't. And maybe he might fear even a little bit Peter Buttigieg. But we really don't know how he performed in Iowa yet, because that still hasn't really been determined, or at least not to my satisfaction. They keep coming up with other caveats. They keep wanting to re-canvass. So those two actually have a degree, a very weird degree, a very, you know, a lensed degree of civility. And to a degree, that might just resonate with enough of the key voting blocks in swing states across the rural Midwest and Deep South to make a difference. But he doesn't have to worry about that. Because the Democrats have taken care of this problem for him by way of self-sabotage. It might not matter who sits on the ticket come November 2020 if the party's leaders, once seen as the steady and cool-handed adults in the room with a manic and uncontrollable president, continue to debase themselves with these juvenile, wasteful, tantrum-like antics. Here's the thing. It's pretty difficult to make the case that you present a clear choice when your behavior is no less petty and childish than that of the president you criticize. And especially since President Trump can employ the Ty Cobb adage of it ain't bragging if you can do it. So there need be no reminder for what's at stake for the Democrats in the upcoming election in both pragmatic and symbolic standards. A defeat at the ballot box, which is most assuredly waiting for them, will inevitably be followed by an evaporation of any remaining confidence and hope in the party. And with only themselves to blame, you can be sure that the ensuing hostility that will result in a circular firing squad is going to paralyze any effort for an organized resistance. I don't know that there's going to be any chance at all for resuscitation. One of the things at issue here in the United States today is there's not a whole lot of confidence in the democratic process as is practiced in the Republic. And this demise within the Democratic Party should concern all of us, regardless of any sort of political persuasion. We do not ever want to see a one-party government. We never want to see that, because that will lead to corruption. That will lead to corruption. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. While I was at SHOT Show, I got to meet John Farnham, which that's like a bucket list thing for me. And I've always been impressed by his... He and Clint Smith, they have this fundamental basis behind the things they do. And John, while on one hand, John is perfectly willing to embrace the most modern stuff he can find. Of course, Clint will embrace the tried and true stuff that he has used in his past. And both approaches work because of their meticulous practice at the craft. What impresses me about John Farnham is his attention to detail. There's a lot of things about a lot of weapons out there that most people don't consider. And he put out this little thing about dust covers on AR-15s, on M4 platforms, which are designed to protect the ejection port on military rifles. And, you know, this was a new thing when this happened. With the M1, the M14s, all the other guns before that, there were no dust covers. There were no dust covers at the time. There was one on the grease gun, interestingly enough, but never one on one of the main battle rifles. And a lot of people think that the dust cover was invented by Stoner. But it wasn't. As humble as the dust cover is, you know, during the time as we were evolving through all of these rifles and everything, the weapons designers and the war planners became very painfully aware that there was a critical advantage to auto-loading rifles and machine guns, and they were also aware that that could be quickly nullified if these weapons decided not to run. And for semi-automatics, the patron enemy of semi-automatics is mud, dust, you know, any kind of stuff. Most infantry rifles of both world wars were issued with canvas wrappers designed to go around the action and protect it from mud and dust until it was deployed. Mud and dust and grit and sand, and when they get in the inside, the receivers come into contact with the internal moving parts, and they will dependably shut down the best designed weapon in the world, as it was unhappily discovered in many inconvenient moments. But then Oliver Winchester put a sliding dust cover on his lever gun in 1873. Kijiro Nambu put dust covers on his venerable Type 92, 96, and 99 machine guns. And on those weapons, entry points for mud and debris was just about all sealed. And Nambu knew and understood how important it was in warfare to keep the internals of weapons free from contamination. So Stoner was in good company. But it all comes down to this. Considering your weapon and the readiness of your weapon, that's one thing that Farnham is really about, and that's one thing we should all be about. A lot of people, like I have a gun that I travel with, which is it's the Five Rings rifle, Five Rings AR-15 pistol, actually. And I keep it in a bag, sealed up in a bag. I don't have it laying out or anything. I just keep it in the bag. Even that is not as good as I should do. Because, see, the dust cover is one thing. But with the invention of the smokeless propellants and the subsequent appearances of box magazines, you know, some of these weapons, as they're put together, they were calibrated out there in some cases, depending on the caliber, out to 2,000 meters. So, as we have seen weapons evolve, the cleaner the weapon is, the more maintained the weapon is, the more effective the weapon is.
Now, the war planners, interestingly enough, the war planners of the era were fascinated with the potential of their new weapons, understandably assumed warfare would now take place at long ranges and would thus be much cleaner than during the black powder era. And World War I demonstrated they couldn't have been more wrong. Warfare is dirty and violent and personal and savage and close and deadly as it has ever been. It doesn't matter when it occurs. It doesn't matter in what century, in what decade. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So, keeping, and I know this seems like a mundane thing, but, I mean, keeping your weapon prepared, keeping a receiver of a sophisticated weapon sealed and protected from the invasion of contaminants as much of the time as possible has always greatly concerned weapons designers and trainers ever and operators ever since. Which that's all I am. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a designer. I am an operator. Mud tests. You know, I get a kick out of the mud tests. Everybody's out there. Let's bury it in the mud. They are, you know, whenever a military type rifle is immersed in mud, and then you pull them out and try to fire them, few of them are going to survive for any length of time. They're going to have to be broken down, and they're going to have to be cleaned. Otherwise, if you have such a tolerance that is so loose that that's going to work, then you're not going to have a very accurate weapon. Now, weapons like the M14, for example, they have very substantial unsealed entry points, and they all fail the test. And weapons with sealed receivers like the M4 or the AR-15 or whatever you want to call it, they do much better. And the M14, the M1A, the M1, the M1 carbine, and a host of others are still very good weapons. And they're worthy of being carried at any given time. But they do share that one vulnerability of inclement weather, inclement environment affecting them inclemently, you know, badly. So, it's just something to consider. And it's one of these things that when I sit back and I think about it, I realize that I come a little short on my fundamentals, and I keep trying to work on that. So, you know, there's a lot of systems out there that work really, really good, and, according to John Farnham, the best one in the rifle segment is going to be the AR type. Just something for you to consider. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has decided not to pursue criminal charges against former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Justice Department fired McCabe in the spring of 2018 after it was concluded that he lied to investigators about his role in media leaks. McCabe, a CNN contributor, reacts to the news that he won't be charged.
To have this horrific black cloud that's been hanging over me and my family for almost the last 2 years, to have that finally lifted is just an unbelievable, it's a relief that I'm not sure I can really explain to you adequately.
A deal for a temporary truce with the Taliban has been reached. NBC News says the one-week agreement aims at reducing violence in the war-torn region. There are currently 12,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Trump is anxious to get troops out of the region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. All right, I want to talk about this simply because we have enough real fights to fight without actually having to fight some of these fake ones. Yeah. A lot of times you will find yourself distracted by people who have decided that this is a real problem or that is a real problem. Case in point. A couple of years back, the NRA decided to do a business grab. And they were going to steal the business of an old sponsor of mine, Second Call Defense, and come out with NRA Carry Guard. They basically copied, they stole the business model from USCCA, and they did some other stuff. So then they were going to do this. And when this happened, I was part of an article that was written by David Kodria that had Mark Walters and Alan Gottlieb and Sean Maloney and me. We were all quoted in this article. And this article got a lot of play, and it got a lot of stuff going on. Now, this article came out during the NRA meetup, and I believe this one was in Dallas. I don't remember where it was. Anyway, so we have the NRA meetup, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about what's happened in Illinois, how Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory have sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river. And there were YouTubers coming out and, self-appointed Second Amendment pundits coming out, primarily out there to make their bones by getting out there and saying that this was bad, these gun companies had done something to this. Now, this was interesting to me because this came out at the same time as a real deal where basically the NRA was trying to seize about $4 million worth of business per month, I think it was, from Second Call Defense. Of course, that went away. And what it basically boiled down to was that in Illinois, Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory, they operate, and they have to operate with a government that has been elected by the people of Illinois. And there is no one company or no two companies out there that can do any more damage to the gun owners of Illinois than the voting electorate of Illinois has done to itself when it comes to their rights. But a lot of hay was made over this, and then it just went away. Because it never was a real problem to begin with. It just went away. Everybody was all up in arms about this. A lot of people were distracted by it. I had Rock River Arms on the show. I tried to get Springfield to come on the show, and I said, you guys got to get out in front of this. And they were like, well, if we don't pay attention to it, maybe it'll just go away, which did. They were right. Because they hadn't done anything wrong. They did what they had to do to operate. They hired a lobbyist to make sure that they got things they needed in order to operate. He did what he was paid to do. It happened. It was not a deal against the gun owners of Illinois. So then I see this. I see this in Ammoland today. And this is... this is a knee-jerk. And I don't blame Ammoland on it because Ammoland didn't know what was going on either. The only reason I knew what was going on was because it was happening to me, too. Internet personality Hank Strange, who has a YouTube page and Facebook account. He's an internet personality. His Facebook page was removed. And the article starts out, censorship of pro-gun content in big tech is nothing new. Once again, the internet giants of Silicon Valley have shown their disdain for everything that they view as right-wing. So, at first blush, that's what everybody thinks. At first blush, everybody thinks this is the thing. This is the way it is. These are the things that happen. And of course, everybody's up in arms. Facebook removed Hank Strange's public page. And when Strange logged onto his Facebook account to find his page was unpublished for violating community guidelines, which the vagueness of this makes it very hard to actually pinpoint what's going on there. But I follow Hank, and, I've never seen him sell guns on his Facebook page, which is the one thing that is expressly prohibited. So if you're out there and you're going to lean into this, right? First of all, the first thing you have to do is you have to say to yourself, I'm so big that they've noticed me. Which, I don't know how big his Facebook page is. My Facebook page is minuscule. I used to think that I wanted a big one, but the bigger it is, the more they're going to notice you. So mine is minuscule. They'll actually let me pay to do Facebook ads on Facebook. They come to me. They solicit for that business. But I don't sell guns. I promote using them, but they don't have a policy about that. So I adhere to their policy. And, Zuckerberg's been out there talking about erring on the side of freedom and everything when it comes to content. And so everybody thinks that there's already this bias towards guns. Well, here's the thing. For those of us that make Facebook videos or YouTube videos, one thing that we have to have is we have to have music, because we all want to go sort of cinematic. We all sort of think we're the next coming of Cecil B. DeMille. So we're looking for the same kind of music that YouTubers use that is royalty-free, that we can get a subscription to or buy a license to in order to go out there and do that. And the biggest one running for the longest time has been a company called Epidemic Sound, which I think they're out of... I think they're out of Scandinavia somewhere. I don't know where they are. They have pretty good music. Pretty good music. And I was a subscriber to Epidemic Sound. But then I found other music that I liked better, and I quit subscribing to Epidemic Sound. So, for the last 2 days, I've been getting these notices from them that they are attaching ownership to my content. And I've just been saying, okay, fine. And then finally, I emailed them. And they said, this is something has happened, and we're trying to correct this. This should not be happening. What happened with Hank was he got taken down because he used Epidemic Sound. And he violated community guidelines by using somebody else's music because they mistakenly told Facebook, that he was using their music without permission. And he got taken down. There was no intrigue. There was no real thing happening against freedom. This was a copyright thing, and it was a mistaken copyright thing. And now his page is back up, and they've quit hitting me with this other stuff because they've corrected the problem. So the moral of this is this. Pay very close attention to what you're told to look at, because sometimes even we are trying to get it right. We'll get it wrong. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 1979, there was a song written called I Don't Like Mondays, written by Sir Bob Geldof. He was in a band called the Boomtown Rats. One of the lyrics in the song was, the silicon chip inside your head gets switched to overload. Bob Geldof wrote the song after learning about an elementary school shooting that had occurred in a quiet suburb in the city of San Diego, California. In January of 79, 16-year-old Brenda Lee Spencer killed the principal and a custodian and wounded 8 children and 1 police officer when she opened fire on the Grover Cleveland Elementary School with her .22-caliber rifle. She fired from inside her house, which was located across the street from the school. During the shooting, a local reporter talked with Spencer over the telephone and asked her why she was doing it. And she said, I just don't like Mondays. This livens up the day. Geldof went on to write the song and capitalized on the tragedy as the song hit number 1 on the UK charts, but it was widely criticized and banned on many U.S. radio stations. This particular kind of rampage killing wasn't the first of its kind. If you conduct any type of search for school shootings and stabbings, you'll discover that there are many documented incidents that go back at least a century. And the exception with this particular case is that the shooter was female, which is almost never the case. Through statistics and profiling by many research institutions and by law enforcement, we know that over 95% of school shooters are male and are typically white. So from Psychology Today, we get these statistics. Number one,
So far, the vast majority of school shooters have been male, and the vast majority of those, over 90%, were active or recent students at the school. Number two, if there's one predominant theme in school shootings, it is anger and revenge. 75% of school shooters felt bullied or harassed by other students. Sometimes shooters felt unfairly treated by teachers. They seldom had specific targets, but they killed randomly in order to inflict the most harm. Number three, school shooters tended to be socially awkward and avoidant, and often isolate themselves with few, if any, real physical friends. They're sometimes described as strange. They seem to have a penchant for a retreat into fantasy, especially under stress, with, you know, like video games today. They exhibit an obsessive quality that often leads to detailed planning, but ironically, they seem to lack an understanding of the consequences of their behavior, and thus may have a history of adverse encounters with law enforcement. If the shooter does associate with others, it is likely to be with those who share the preoccupation with this macabre, pursuit they have. And shooters may have a history of cruelty to animals, and this is a low probability factor, but a significant one when present. And there's often a sense of hopelessness that predicts their own death by the end of the incident. Then there's number four, the media contagion effect, which leads to the copycat killings, may serve as an especially powerful motivator for those who already feel anger, frustration, or loss. Number five, shooters tend to have experienced dysfunctional family situations or experience a lack of effective adult supervision, mentoring, or oversight. Number six, 68% of shooters obtain weapons from their home or the home of a relative. Because in most cases, in a lot of cases, they're not old enough to buy them themselves. Number seven, shooters tend to express their frustrations and anger using art and or social media posts. Thus, monitoring of such media becomes an important tool in early identification of individuals at risk for committing violence. Strangely, though, for some reason, Psychology Today decided to throw in this caveat. This model is not a profile. It is simply the accumulation and integration of recurring themes that warrant consideration, not only by law enforcement, but educators and mental health clinicians dedicated to primary prevention and school safety. That's a bunch of junk. That's profiling, and that's what those statistics appear to be. What's wrong with calling it profiling? Documented statistics and logic aren't discriminatory. This is not racial. This is not prejudicial. This is looking at facts. The FBI dedicates a unit of investigators to profiling serial killers, and nobody claims discrimination with that. Why be afraid to chronicle other groups of people who commit a specific type of crime? And I, for those of you that are saying, well, profiling's evil, Bill, no, it's not evil. It's not racism. It's just accumulating facts and looking at them. Now, we all know that the pundits like to gnash their teeth and use firearms as the reason why these rampage killings occur. And it's a means for them to not have to acknowledge the truths of the matter. They refuse to answer a very basic question about rampage killings in schools. Why are our children slaughtering each other in schools at a rate that may be increasing? What has changed in the last 10 to 20 years in the male psyche that causes males to lash out in such a violent and deadly manner? When I was a kid, we had guns in school. We had guns in the school parking lot. The ROTC, the JROTC, practiced with live guns. They were everywhere, and we had none of this nonsense. What has changed? Part of it is that the today's education system has become an indoctrination center and a brainwashing center. If you look at Bruce Dietrich Price's K-12, The War Against Children, it outlines exactly what's wrong with the education system and what I believe is contributing to the disillusionment of our male youths. Males, this current woke movement and social justice warrior movement, have a very toxic effect on young males. There's a bombardment of negative criticism and shaming boys just for being born male. And that is and will continue to be a recipe for disaster. Constantly being called a racist or a homophobic or a misogynist has a damaging effect on any mind, much less a young developing mind in the throes of pubescent chemical changes. And having their masculinity being called toxic doesn't jive with the millions of years of DNA in their bloodstream, which compelled the first hominid to pick up a sharpened stone and kill an animal for food. We got to quit blaming children for what they're born to be. And we got to make it not a bad thing. Whenever somebody gets out there, well, I don't want to do anything gender specific. Well, they're going to. It's in their DNA. Then when you couple that with a troubled or broken home life, throw in a degree of mental illness along with psychotropic medication, mix in the erosion of societal mores and the negative aspects of social media, and then if you take and combine all of that with the devaluation of the sanctity of life, and you end up with a child with an identity crisis who can no longer cope with any perceived issue and is going to lash out at society in a horrific way. This is something that's been decades in the making. The question becomes, how do you fix it? And to start with, you got to get involved with what's being taught to your child in school. And if it's leftist propaganda, start lodging complaints with the school first. Then start reporting and revealing it to alternative media sites. Take a page from their playbook. Get in their faces. Make some noise. Expose them so they have to explain their reprehensible ideology to the public. If you have a son, tell your son that their DNA-prescribed behavior is not toxic. It's nature. And it's been passed down to them since the dawn of man. The leftists control our education system for now, and short of having conservative public school systems, we have to fight. Young men, you are not the cause of all the evils. It's perfectly okay to be a young man. It's perfectly okay to be a male. Pay no attention to what you're being told. It isn't true. It's never been true. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.